Hi there, it's Melanie again from DBN, and this morning I'm talking to Mary Jallow from Utility Warehouse. Good morning, Mary, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Yes, I'm not too bad. It's dare I say it's a nice actually a nice morning here in Consett. It has been very cold recently, but I'm optimistic that it's going to start and get a little bit more spring-like soon. We are in sort of the end of April now. Mary, you've been a member of DBN for how many months now? I know this is your second time round, isn't it? Because you were a member quite a few years ago.
I was, yeah, since I think December, because the Christmas one I came to.
That's
So
right. That's right.
I was
Yes.
there for the Christmas one.
Yeah. Do you want to officially introduce yourself to our listeners?
I do, yes. So I'm Mary Jallow. I work with Utility Warehouse, which I have for the last 8 years. I just started doing this because when illness, I've got multiple sclerosis, so it's easier for me to work self-employed than it is to work for an employee where I have to phone them and sort of like make excuses why I can't come in all the time. So I can work when I want with this. So it's fabulous for me. It ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, I didn't know that about you, Mary. So, you've been working for Utility Warehouse for 8 years, because of course it was about 5 years ago when I first met you, wasn't it? At a
Was, yeah.
DBN event. Yeah, and obviously, given your circumstances, it's like you explained, it's much easier for you to be self-employed. But now that you are self-employed, and I'm saying now that you are, you've been self-employed longer than what I have actually. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about what Utility Warehouse can offer them?
Right, so we are a multi-service company. So what we do, we sort of like we offer to reduce all the bills that you pay in your house, like your energy, your broadband, your mobile, home insurance, boiler cover, home emergency services like your plumber or if your locks break and this sort of thing. We do all that. You could take one service only, but the more you take, the cheaper it is. It's like a discount club.
Right,
So
okay.
basically, people add to them as they go along, sort of like as maybe as their current utilities come to an end of their contract, and we just sort of like we can just take over, and it works out a lot cheaper. You can't beat it, sort of, if you've got a few services.
Yeah. So is it quite easy to do? Is it quite easy if someone was to approach you to say, Mary, I don't think you can save any money on my utilities, but here you can have a go. What would be the next step?
If they've had a fantastic deal given by a company, they've got like say a 3-year contract, great, they might have something that we can't beat. We're not there to sort of argue with anybody. I would just say, let's have a look and see if we can save you something. If we can, that's fantastic, which we probably usually can. But if we can't, good on them, they're on a great deal, stick with it.
I suppose it's sort of the
It's
best
going to come to an
outcome.
end at some sort of time soon. You know what I mean? Because it will do, because the companies want to have some money. You know what I mean? So when it comes to an end, I say get in touch with me.
Brilliant. So on average then, how much do you think you'd save people, anyone who comes to you, on average, how much do you think you could save them?
If they got two or three services, say the energy, maybe the broadband, mobile, SIM. £100, £100 a month easy, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, which
Pounds a month.
in
That's
at
an average.
the
I mean, we do save people a lot more, but I would say on average 100.
yeah, and £100 a lot of money to people these days, especially with the energy crisis going on at the moment.
It is.
That
And also,
£100.
if you think about it over the year, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm saving people like a holiday, the money they would have spent for a holiday they can put towards for what they save, with the bills.
That's very true, because £100 is a lot of money in itself, but over the year, £1,200, it could go a long way. Yeah. So tell us a story then of someone who you've saved a lot of money for.
A lot of money, a lot of money. I have a lady, this was a few months ago. She moved into a house. She'd probably been in there nearly a year. She bought it off her brother, actually. And it was like or one level, you know, one level. It wasn't a flat, it was a
Like a
I'm
masonry.
trying to think of it. No,
Yeah.
it was a big one, like a lodge thing. It was a farmhouse. It's a big
Oh,
farmhouse,
right,
all on
okay,
one
yeah.
level. So she'd moved in there, and but the brother had rented it out, and the brother sold it to her, and she took over all the like the energy and everything that he'd had, and she didn't change anything. So she got stuck with his bills, and the tenant had left it in with a lot of debt, and she was paying out loads of money a month on that. She was putting like £50 or more every couple of days, £2 or £3 on her energy and that, you know, because it's been really cold over winter and that. So anyway, I managed to save her, I think five hundred or 550 it was a month. So she's really, really
Wow.
happy. But she couldn't get out of it, you know. No other company, nobody wanted to change her.
Yeah,
You know,
yeah.
they wouldn't take it on, yeah. So I'm really pleased for her that we saved her fortune. We did, yeah.
Oh, wow, £550. That's a lot of money, isn't it? I know it's an
She's so
expense.
happy.
Oh, I'm sure I'd be happy. I mean, £550 is some people's
You
mortgage.
think of that over the year, that's huge. That's huge.
That's amazing, Mary. So if any of our listeners out there are wanting to get in touch with you, what's the best way they can do that?
Well, my phone number is 075-900-478-72, or they can just put in Google uw.partners/mary.jallo. You
Right.
know, and that comes up with my website. But also, you know, you can earn like a really good income just doing this alongside. I know I did it lock, stock, and barrel because I needed to for a reason, you know. But people, they only need two or three customers if they want to earn an extra 500, 700 a month, you know what I mean? So, you know, if they're feeling the pinch at the end of the month and they just want, you know, a little bit extra to top up. It's fantastic, you know what I mean? It's a really good company, really green company. They do a lot for charity as well. Utility Warehouse does. I can't shout highly enough for them. Really good.
It sounds as if it's really suited you, Mary. And are you happy to have a chat with anyone who's interested in, you know?
Anybody who's interested, yeah, just see sort of it's just a review on the bills, if it, you know what I mean? See where I can save them, you know, at the end of the day. Hopefully I would be able to. But if I
Yeah.
can't, I can't. They're on a good deal, as I said.
Well, do you know what it is? It's trying. That's the main thing, isn't it? And then being reassured that you are on the best deal, which is fantastic. So, Mary, I'm going to talk a little bit about networking now. So way back, I first met you, it was about 5 years ago, wasn't it? At a DBN networking meeting. And I'm sure it was quite local to me. I'm sure it was at the Derwent Walk at Ebchester.
Yes, I think we have been there, yes.
And so you've had a break from networking for 5 years, and then you obviously you came back, which is fantastic. What is it about DBN that drew you back?
Well, to be honest, I didn't have a break. I've tried lots of different networking. I've been like, you know, Durham Business School. This is the best one. This is the best. This is the most friendly. This is, you know what I mean? It's so easy going and sort of like, you know, you're on the phone, end of the phone if I need something, you know, and it's just, I really find this best. I think some others are very much they're too big. They're too big. You can't get to know people, sort of. It's so friendly as well. It's very lovely, yeah.
And what would you say is the best thing for you personally that you've got out of DBN?
I think getting to know people more, getting to know people, friendships, you know what I mean? Getting to know people, yes.
I think with DBN, I mean, because I've been there many years now, and I've always maintained that we're not a networking group that are big sellers. We are ne a networking book group that are great referral sources. So it's all about getting to know each other's businesses, getting to know the people who represent those businesses, and forming a bond, forming and then after that, feeling confident and referring to each other.
It's starting to know what each other do.
Yeah. And I heard at the last event actually that we were at, one of the other members sort of calling over to you saying they were gonna get in touch, or they were gonna send you some information because you were checking their details out. I'm not gonna mention his name, but it was great for me to see that, you know, you pay your annual fee and you are getting referrals out of it, which is absolutely fantastic. So, you know, today you sat in the car because you quickly nipped your work in this morning, aren't you? And then you quickly.
I'm in the shop with my stand. Yes, I am. We have to promote. People don't know about us because we're not on TV. So we have to spread the word.
Yeah. And it's quite nice that it's done organically, isn't it? Like, you know, it's obviously you see a lot of the other similar companies advertising on television, but it's nice to actually see that you guys are doing really well and you haven't got that big marketing spend like the other people, businesses, and you're still doing really well out of it, which is
we're one of the biggest growing companies in 2022, but I've also seen we're globally number 10 in the MLM business, you know, the network businesses.
Oh wow.
We're number 10 globally and we're only in the UK.
Fantastic. Well, there's an achievement, isn't it? So brilliant.
It's fantastic, it was, yeah. Really proud of them.
Mary, I'm gonna ask you then at the end of this podcast to send me details so I can put it on our website. And so that if anyone who listens to it can also, you know, have a look and see where else they can find you, because I know you are on social media too. But it was lovely talking to you this morning, and I will look forward to seeing you at our next network meeting in May.
You will too.
Right, okay. Have a lovely day, Mary. Take care.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.